it's quite frustrating, more frustrating for the people that lives in the area that's frequently flooded in the from the River Esk and Donegal town area, that we have again to meet a minister. We met Minister Boxer Moran, which from the previous government in 2018, and took a full report on how frequent we had a flooding issue in Donegal town area and the importance of it. We had four major flooding issues, and from four flooding issues in 6 years, and we made out a full report and showing them, the importance of getting the funding towards this project. The CFRAM report outlines that to put the flood defences for Donegal town in place would take substantial money. We understand that, but we were ignored in the capital budget again. The flood relief schemes at Donegal town has been ignored, and I think it's unacceptable. We talk about development at Donegal town. The more development we put in Donegal town, I can see the Donegal town centre being flooded because of it from the River Esk. But my huge annoyance with this is in the particular area of a flooded area of Donegal town is a Clareden Drive, and a recent flooding before Christmas in 21. I was urging the council, if we're not going to get the money to complete this project or to start this project, we need to be talking to four house owners in Clareden Drive about purchasing their housing. That's how serious this has got. And it doesn't take a storm here to put these houses at risk. It puts a high tide, or if you have heavy rainfall for a couple of days, these houses are in risk of being flooded. And I think it's not acceptable.
And we are seeing a lot of work being done in places around Donegal, progress in Lifford, progress in Remilton, progress in Buncrana, and I know no one in Donegal town is going to begrudge that. You absolutely accept it's necessary.
Yes,
the question being asked in Donegal town is, hang on a tick, what's so special about us that we're being ignored?
The report that I talked about putting on Boxer Moran's desk at that stage, that sat on the minister's desk, and yet we're being ignored. So it has been agreed again that a delegation meet the new minister, Patrick O'Donovan, to request a delegation and a meeting with him to again to outline the seriousness of this issue, and hopefully we can get it addressed somehow in the near future.